Hello, Mixed Nut Cases. This is Nuke Joss with the 27th episode of the Dog Days of Podcasting for Nutty Bites. 27, that means there's only 3 left to do. Okay, so I am staying up waiting for my sister and her family to show up. Didn't get as much done on the work project as I wanted to. Got a lot done, but still have a lot more to do, mostly because I kept getting interrupted by workmen coming to the house and various things. And my car finally showed up. Yay! I pulled an all-nighter last night and ended up getting into bed around 7. So I didn't fall asleep till like 7:30. And then at 9 o'clock, or no, it was 9:20, I got a call saying my car would be showing up in a half hour. And 2.5 hours later or longer, I forget, my car showed up. Yay! So my car is here, and I can register it, and I also have to fix it. There's a bit of an issue that I'm dealing with, but so I'll get the car fixed, or get the car registered, fixed, and put it through safety. Yeah, that's going to be one thing that I got to take care of, is get the safety done. But yeah, so then we're good. And I will be all set and ready to start paying really expensive Ontario insurance. Yeah, my car hasn't been doing all that well, mostly because we haven't been driving it too much. It used to be our main car, and then we were having a couple of problems with it, and we had to get those fixed, and it sat for a while we were waiting to get it fixed, and then we thought we got it fixed, but it still had some issues. And then we got the, my husband traded in his car and went from a little sports car to a nice Volkswagen Jetta TDI. So that's a diesel. And oh my gosh, we are in love with that car. And I kind of wish that was my car. I've never wished his car was mine until that car. I still love my car, and I'm sure it being broken has something to do with it, but I definitely, if I had the money to get another car, I'd be getting a used Jetta TDI, or I might even do a Golf diesel. I don't know. I'm definitely sold on the diesel, and I'm very happy with the Volkswagens, so that's my deal. For those of you that don't know, I am a Saturn girl. I love Saturns. My last 3 cars were Saturns. And the car that I'm driving right now, I bought brand new. And it is over 13 years old. And has 189,000 miles on it. And up until recently, it has had almost no maintenance. Just regular stuff, you know, brake pads, filters, that sort of thing. Tires, never had any serious problems with it at all. Window wiper thing, you know, like really nothing. And then what I'm dealing with is a fuel line thing, and that's just basically age. But mechanically, everything's good, except for the fact, like I said, it's been sitting, so the battery has gone dead quite a few times just because it hasn't been run, and that's a problem. But I expect to get it back in shape very soon, and I will be happy again. So my car is here. That got taken care of. Workmen came. I'm going to have workmen coming in. They had to do some spackling on the drywall, so they put the first coat on. They'll be back tomorrow, and then they'll be back on Friday. And then hopefully that'll be done. Lots of workmen on the street, still digging up sewers around my area. But I've had water, so that's good. So I think I'm going to tell you a story. I had some people request this. They enjoyed hearing how my husband and I met briefly, and they wanted a few more details. So basically we met because we were both members of a role-playing chat room way back in the 90s. I started on one chat room that was called Net Central. And when that closed down, I went over to this new super huge chat room area called WBS. And I went in, and the storylines all moved to there. And at that time, my husband was in some fantasy realms, wasn't in the Star Trek rooms. The Star Trek room and all of the role-playing rooms were going very well. I was bought out by Disney, ruined, obviously, turned into the whole Go network. It was horrible. And when that ended up closing, I think everybody went to SF West. So we were still traveling in the same circles, but didn't know each other yet. And then when SF West went down, it went to a room called WebFX. And that's where my husband and I met each other. And we met online and mostly, you know, chatting and role playing. The first time we interacted, though, he told me to F off. Long story, but he had a bad night and he thought I was trolling him. As it turned out, I was sincere in my interest in a particular topic, and he didn't believe me, but we quickly made up. That just goes to show everybody can have an off night, and you should always give people second, third, and fourth chances. It doesn't mean you put up with abuse, but, you know, just because somebody acted one way at one point doesn't mean they're going to act that way again later. So we were friends for quite some time, and a lot of our friends are from that room, very, very close to those people. There was a time where that room was open, and then another website, Ethereal Realms, was open, and so we did other role-playing on the other site, and I don't remember exact timelines, but I do remember that we knew each other for about 5 years, and we became increasingly close in 2000-2001, to the point that we were calling each other on the phone. And so we each were with people at that time, and September 11th happened, and the phones were unreliable, and the only way I was getting information was from the internet. My boss made us put the TVs away because he didn't want people distracted. He thought it was doing more harm than good. I don't think understand how he expected anyone to do any work. Anyway, I had family in the Pentagon. I had family in the area, friends in the area. I was, you know, everybody's got a story, right? My husband was in Canada, and when he heard, he was like, oh, shoot, this is crazy. At first, he didn't believe it. Obviously, nobody did, right? And he had to go back to his room to grab stuff because they were being put on the ready to mobilize. And so he quickly logged into the chat room, and he was like, has anybody seen Nutty? Has anybody seen, you know, what's, is she okay? And I'm like, oh, I'm right here. Yes, I'm. It was one of the few times that I logged in from work, but I was like, yeah, I'm. This is how I'm getting my news. People are telling me what they're seeing on TV, and I'm all over the Yahoo forums and all that jazz. And so we chatted, and I don't know, things. Our friendship got very strong after that, and then over that next year, we definitely leaned on each other as friends. And when he was going through issues with his girlfriend, he leaned on me for support. When I was going through issues with my boyfriend, I leaned on him for support. So we're kind of there for each other for those things. And then we were both single. And I found out that I had a super long weekend for the 4th of July. And I was like, oh, you know what? I'm going to drive up to Canada. I'm going to meet this guy. Never met anybody from the role-playing rooms. I'm going to go meet this guy. And it was a spur-of-the-moment thing. And I just felt like, yeah, this will be fun. You know, and I needed to get out of where I was at that point. There was too much drama going on, and I just wanted to get away for a while. I wanted to go, and I wanted to go by myself. I didn't want to take a vacation with someone. I just wanted to go adventure on my own. And I did. And we met. And bang. My whole life, I said, I would never leave New York. I would never move for a guy. And I would never have a long-distance relationship, because what's the point? Well, all those things changed. I also thought I was never getting married. So everything changed. When we met, it was just boom. We were suddenly in a relationship. That's all it took. And there were a couple of moments after the fact where we're like, you know, you can go if you want. I'm like, I don't want to go. And he's like, I don't want to go either. So yeah, so that's how we met. We continued to date for the next, well, let's see, if that was 2002, then yeah, we continued to date for the next 4 years. And then I gave him permission that if he wanted to ask me to marry him at any point, you know, we could discuss it. I was open to it. When I get involved with guys, when things get serious, I would always sit them down and say, look, I have this rule. You can't ask me to marry you. And that's not even open for discussion. It's not on the table. I'm not changing my mind. So if you can handle that, then we're good. So at that point, I gave him permission. And then 9 months to a year later, he put things in order and then he asked me to marry him. And then we got married a year later. And all that time we were living in two different countries. And when we got married is when we moved in together. So it's a little backwards in comparison to how a lot of people do things these days. I think I'm the only one in my family to not live with someone before getting married. I mean, even my grandfather said that he thought it was a good idea for people to live together before getting married. And I can understand that. And if we didn't have this whole big, you know, different country thing as a barrier, that might have been the case. Throughout our relationship, though, we would spend extended periods of time in each other's countries living with each other. So we had little tastes of it. But that is the story. And it's never been a doubt after, you know. You have these rules in your head about how things are going to be, and it takes the right person to break all of those rules. So, with that in mind, why don't you have a listen to a promo for another awesome podcast, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Norm Sherman, host of the Drabblecast, the weekly flash fiction podcast magazine that brings strange stories by strange authors to strange listeners. We do sci-fi, fantasy, horror. We do funny, strange, and gross. The short stories that your favorite authors were too embarrassed to send to anyone else. I mean, where else are you going to hear things like this? Christ, Terry, what the hell is that thing?
I don't know, but it ain't no speckled perch. I can tell you that much.
It was a prank, a little kidnapping. Not dolphin aside. Emperor Mertzatz clenched his fists.
I'll get that panda.
The Drabblecast. Short, fun, different. Check us out at drabblecast.org.
Netty Bites is produced by Nimlas Studios. You can find us at nimlas.org/blog. Contact feedback at nuttybites@nimlas.org. Call our voicemail line at 347-NUTTY-42 or 347-688-8942. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. Basically, you can share it, you can send it around to your friends, just don't change it. Don't sell it. Don't try to make any money off of it. And link back to me, my site, and everything.